We're joined right now by a wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals. He was a Biletnikoff Award finalist last year. Led FBS with 1,698 total receiving yards, an average of 141.5 receiving yards per game last season, 231 receptions for 3,526 yards and 30 touchdowns in college. He was the 62nd pick overall in this year's draft out of UMass. Arizona has their preseason opener against the Chargers on August 8th, right around the corner. Andy Isabella is my guest. Andy, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you. All right, so rookies have reported for camp. What's it been like for you so far? How is life?
We're just getting back into things, just doing some easy walkthroughs and workouts, getting ready for the older guys to come back and start practice next week.
All right, so it's been a little under 3 months since you were drafted. What's that time been like, for instance, in terms of joining the Cardinals, getting the playbook, installing the offense, and everything else that comes along with it?
It's been awesome. It's everything I could have dreamed of, playing in the NFL and stuff. And it's been a lot of time to take in, but taking it day by day and just focus on getting better and focus on what I can do each day.
Andy Isabella joining us. So the team's coming off kind of a tough year last year, but you got a new head coach. You have a lot of new faces on the staff. There's a lot of young talent. Like, what's the vibe like around that team right now?
It doesn't seem like it would be it was a bad team last year from everyone's energy and stuff. I mean, the energy's always great. From coming in, you can't really tell it was a bad team, and I think we're poised for a good year this year.
All right, so what's it been like to work with head coach Cliff Kingsbury so far?
It's been fun. He's a lot of energy and keeps things moving fast, so it's fun working with him.
Speaking of fast, I would ask you about what it's like to work with Kyler Murray, but before I get to that, let me ask you about a race that was held between you and Murray. There seems to be some controversy about who won that race. Who was the winner as you saw it?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to make him mad.
Come on now, man. So, like, how did that race go? What happened?
I was beating everyone on another line, and then he thought he wanted a race, so I was like, I was getting bored racing the other guy, so I went and started standing next to him. And he was talking trash, and then I started smoking him, and then he was getting mad, and then that was the only one that he came close to with. But he's fun competing with, fun being around. We were just out there having fun with each other.
All right, then. So speed aside, and you touched on it, but what are your early impressions of Murray and what he's been like as a quarterback and a teammate in the early going?
He's been awesome. I mean, it's definitely a number one overall draft pick, someone that you look up to. I mean, someone that when he does something, everyone else around him kind of follows. And I think he's in that role, and he knows it, and he's done a great job for us.
Andy Isabella is my guest. You know, camp's interesting. There's always some weird things or funny things that happen. Early on, you were making the trip from the rookie hotel to the facility on a bike. How did that come to be?
I actually moved out of the hotel and got a little apartment, but I didn't have a car to get there, so I had a bike. but that got old really quick. It was like a mile and a half ride. I mean, this doesn't sound that long, but when you're driving home after you've been there since 6 a.m., or you have to get up at 5 a.m. just to get there and ride the bike a mile and a half, and then when you're leaving at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., yeah, it was usually 7 p.m. we were leaving on a bike, and it's 100 degrees out. It's not that fun.
No, dude, I was going to say, if that's a 12-hour work day and you're putting in the time, and like in Arizona, it's probably like 150 degrees at 6 p.m., I bet that would get pretty old. So you decide to upgrade from the bike to a car. What kind of a car did you end up with, and why?
Well, I was originally going to get just a little car, but then they said I could get the same car for the same price. I could get a Camaro for the same price. So I ended up getting a Camaro. Still pretty cheap. I'm not trying to save all my money. I'm doing pretty good with that.
Dude, hell yeah, Camaro. Like, so tell me about the Camaro. What's that car like? Some American muscle right there.
Yeah, I always wanted a sports car growing up, so I guess I treated myself a little and kept it in means end. It wasn't, I got a 2012, so it wasn't like I was buying a brand new one, but
dude, you're being responsible. SYM, save your money. Andy Isabella joining us. Now, if we go back, you mentioned growing up, the types of things you were thinking about. You're from Ohio. One of your brothers, Nick, said your favorite hobby was to call a local sports radio show as LeBron Jameson. Is it true? And what kind of things would you call about?
That's why we would, me and my brother, we caddied every summer, and we would get bored. We would sit there all day, and we would get pretty bored sometimes. So we would call 92.3 the Fan. we would say we were LeBron Jameson, and then they usually hang up pretty quick. But we would hear it on the, we would have the radio playing next to us, so we would hear us say LeBron Jameson on the radio because it would be a live show. that. And then we would hang up really quick, and then we got our that's how we got our entertainment. We started catching on pretty quick, though.
That's how we got our entertainment. Man, you should have been calling me as LeBron Jameson. I would have taken that phone call. Given the calls that I get on this show, I would have taken that call back in the day. Now, you played your high school ball in Mayfield High School, but the story goes you didn't have any FBS offers roughly a week before signing day, and then you drop a 6'7", 60-meter in an indoor track meet, the fastest time in the country at that point of the indoor season. What do you remember about that run, and then UMass contacting you afterwards? What happened?
I remember the run, actually, and then I didn't really know what I did at that point, but then about a couple hours, or when I woke up the next morning, I was getting a bunch of text messages and stuff about how it was the best time in the country at that point and stuff like that. And I was helping a friend on the track team, and his dad coached at another school, and he had a lot of connections, and almost got me an Oklahoma State offer, and Oklahoma State was going to fly me out one of the next day to go down there, but then that didn't end up going through, so then I had nothing. And then about a week later, he calls me and says, I finally got you a scholarship to UMass. And I had one other, I had an Air Force offer and a couple FCS offers, but ended up taking a blind shot at UMass and ended up working out pretty well for me.
Yeah, that blind shot. So the head coach there, Mark Whipple, calls you up after that 6'7", 2. He offers you the scholarship. At that point, how much did you know about that football program? How much did you know about it when you accepted the offer?
I didn't even know UMass existed until Coach Rotsky was the guy who got me, knew Coach Whipple. He was coaching over at Cleveland Heights at the time. He's at Euclid now, and he said, "I got he's a Division I school." He said, "That's all I needed to hear."
I mean, dude, this is amazing. Like, all you did is lead FBS in receiving last year. You became a Biletnikoff Award finalist. When you have a career like that, the one you had at UMass, and you put up numbers like the ones you had against Florida or Mississippi State or Georgia and just about every other big-time program you faced, is there any part of you that wants to say to all of them, "How do you all like me now?"
I mean, yeah, that's how I felt going into those games for sure. But I'm happy I ended up at UMass. I think it was a good fit for me. And Coach Whipple used me well, and I had fun playing with Coach. And I'm excited to tell you now for the future.
Let me ask you this. Like, your work ethic is the stuff of legend. There's a story from January of 2017. After a big snowstorm dumped 26 inches on campus, you went out, you shoveled enough of the field so you could work out. The strength coach at that time said, quote, "There was a wind chill of minus 10. He's all layered up. He had a sled with him. So he's going to tow the sled and do sprints on a Sunday in January after shoveling 40 yards worth of snow." I always bring up that moment because that's when I understood this cat was different. Yeah, he's talented. Yeah, he's fast, but that's when I realized he's on another level, end quote. You know, that kind of praise from a strength and conditioning coach is almost unheard of. Where did the mentality and the mindset come from?
To be honest, I was just bored up at UMass. I didn't really know too many people up there, so I would just spend my time working out. That's what I like doing. So, I mean, on Sunday afternoon, I was bored. I wanted to get a workout in, and usually coach would have the field plowed, but he didn't plow it that day, and he kind of made fun of me, like, "Hey, you can't work out now." So he had a shovel in his locker. So I told him, "I'll screw it. I'm gonna shovel the field." He didn't believe me until he went out there and saw me shoveling it.
Good story. Andy Isabella joining us. I like that. Now, back in June, you and fellow rookie Keyshawn Johnson were roommates at the Rookie Hotel. Like, what's the Rookie Hotel like? What was that experience like, and how was he as a roommate?
Oh, Keyshawn's awesome. I mean, he's you know, when you room with a guy, you think sometimes they're going to be a goofy goofball, or they're not going to be on the same amount of commitment as you are. But Keyshawn, I mean, he right from the bat, he's always committed to going to sleep on time, getting up early, and doing all the right things. And that's someone who I like rooming with. And so he was an awesome roommate. I mean, he has the same focus as me, has same ambition, same goals, and I think he has a big chip on his shoulder too. And we're both got a lot to prove. And the Rookie Hotel, I mean, there's not much there. you got two beds, and there's no kitchen or nothing. So you're kind of on your own.
Andy Isabella is my guest. You know, you mentioned what it was like growing up and the kind of thoughts you had. And then finally, there's this famous photo of you from a Thanksgiving football game back in 2009. In that photo, you're rocking a Larry Fitzgerald jersey. Now you and the old head are teammates. I mean, what's that like?
It's kind of crazy. I never even saw that. I didn't realize I had a Larry Fitzgerald jersey. I forgot I had one, but I think that's pretty cool. I mean, he invited us up to his house to run some routes, so that was awesome experience. He's been awesome to everyone. I mean, it's been fun learning from him.
Dude, I've told the story before, but he is such a good dude and one of the best to ever do it. I mean, a really, really nice guy. but he could talk a lot of junk. Like, how long were you around him before he just started talking junk? I mean, I've seen him in restaurants. I'm a media guy, and he'll get up in my grill and just start talking junk about me.
Yeah, he talks some crap sometimes, but I mean, when he's being serious and when you need it. He knows when to be serious and when to joke around. That's for sure.
For sure. He was the 62nd pick overall in the draft out of UMass, and the Cards are going to open up their preseason against the Chargers on August 8th. Andy Isabella, my guest. Andy, good to have you on the program. Nice jungle run. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Have a great day. Andy Isabella.